surpassed, penetrating, perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. The fundamental teaching of Mahayana Buddhism and of Zen, all the Zen schools, of which our school, Soto Zen, is one of several, the fundamental teaching of Mahayana Buddhism is that all things possess the Buddha nature. That is why the Scripture of Great Wisdom, or often called the Heart Sutra, is the fundamental teaching of all Mahayana Buddhism. It says that all things are in their self nature void, unstained, and pure. So this morning I want to talk a little bit about purification. And the question posed so often in the history of Buddhism, and Great Master Dogen poses it right at the beginning of the Rules for Meditation. But this question is, since the fundamental nature of all things is this immaculacy, why is there any need to purify the heart? So I'd like to suggest that this very immaculacy, this very Buddha nature of all existence, this very purity of all existence, is always quietly working to draw us in the direction of aligning our own thought, words, and actions into harmony with itself. Drawing everything into alignment with itself. And even though that which is out of alignment with itself is just as, has just as much Buddha nature and is just as immaculate as anything else, when we are out of alignment with it, which is really a way of saying we're out of alignment with our own Buddha nature, we create suffering. And we enshroud ourselves in spiritual darkness until, if it continues, if that process continues, we end up in a terrible despair. All of this happens within immaculacy. And the process through which we get out of this mess also happens within immaculacy. So it is not, in fact, a contradiction to say that everything, including all good and evil things, including the best and the worst of human thoughts, words, and deeds, everything possesses the Buddha nature. Everything is part of the eternal. And if we are to know this, and if we are to live in harmony with it, we need to do something about ourselves. We need to change. And that this process, too, is within the eternal and is, in fact, guided by the eternal. It is within the great immaculacy, and it is guided by the great immaculacy. In fact, it is initiated by the great immaculacy. And when we are ready to follow its lead, it guides us through the process. All of this is just another way of saying everything is of the eternal, and we are not God. And if we go around trying to behave as if we are God, we will one day learn that this is a very painful way to live our lives. You have to know who is the true master and who is the disciple. The true master is the eternal, and I am the disciple. So in this context, what it means to purify the heart is really to make our heart open to the guidance of the eternal so that we can get straightened out, brought into alignment with itself. And in this process, we have to face the things that we have done that have got us out of alignment. And this is why we have, why we speak of Sangha, spiritual purification, contrition, our part of the purification process, contrition. Yes, admitting to ourselves, and sometimes when it's good to do so, to others as well. But first and foremost, admitting to ourselves, yes, I have done these things. And I'm truly sorry. Please help me do better. Please help me change. The very fact that we are able to come to this point of contrition, we one day come to see as being a kind of blessing, kind of gift of grace from the eternal. And the fact that we're able to actually do the act of contrition, we come to see as a gift from the eternal. And then all the wonderful things that come out of this, we come to see as being gifts of the eternal. And if we think for a moment about what this implies, doesn't it imply that in this process there comes to be a lot less of me, the little God in his own head being the center of the universe, and a lot more of the beauty, the glory, the great immaculacy of which I am a tiny, infinitesimally small part, and within which I have a tiny, infinitesimally small part to play, and which, if I go through this process of purification fully in my lifetime, I may just dissolve into the time of my death. Our master said that some masters in the Far East, when they ordained their disciples, they were weeping. That might be sometimes a weeping of joy, but also a weeping of, in some cases particularly, a weeping knowing that what this person was going to go through as they confronted the karmic mess that they had created. And yet at the same time, the master did the ordination and did it willingly and with a truly generous heart, because it is worth paying any price to go through this process. And everyone who willingly undertakes it and sticks with it will come through the other side. The comfort that Rim Master gave us, more than any other thing that she said through all the years of training with her, over and over again, she'd tell someone who was miserable and struggling, "You'll make it, friend. Just keep going. You will make it. Just keep going." And that is the literal truth. That's not just comfort in the sense of telling someone what they need to hear temporarily to feel a little better. That is the literal truth. Keep going and you will make it.
Amen.